Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's council meeting, kind of a look back at a project that was completed earlier this year, council approving the final contract for several asphalt overlays done in the city. What were some of the roads targeted in that project and the overall result of that project that's smoothed so many of our roads here in town?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, council approved the final contract quantities amount for with our contract for Grimes Asphalt. And this was for the asphalt overlays that took place in our community in 2018. And as you stated, there were several streets in our community that received an asphalt overlay process. And they totaled right around 1.5 miles worth of roadway segments on it. So a very significant project for us. In addition, we also had significant repairs and improvements to the Volkswagen Trail within our corporate limits, and I'm happy to report that we were also able to partner with Marion County to improve the Volkswagen Trail with an asphalt overlay all the way down from the corporate limits to the bottom of Amsterdam Hill, and that was a joint project with Marion County that was wrapped up in this contract. But overall, for your listeners, the total amount of the contract was about $887,000 of the finalized Grimes Asphalt, and this was roughly about 1.5 miles of roadway segments within our community that included several arterial and collector streets throughout town. So overall, from the city standpoint, we were very pleased with Grimes' performance in the contract, and we were happy to be able to close out a successful project last night.
Well, and from one infrastructure project to the other, a very large-scale one that'll be coming in the next couple of years has to do with the wastewater treatment plant and another step taken in that process to get financing squared away.
Absolutely, Andrew. And as you said last night, what council approved was the authorization of issuing capital revenue loan notes and to help finance the city's proposed improvements to our wastewater treatment plant. Now, to get the listeners up to speed, it is important to note that the improvements that we're talking about are actually mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Their estimated cost about roughly $4.8 million, and they're due to new, more stringent levels of control or emission controls for ammonia and nitrates down in our wastewater treatment plant. And so last night what council approved, and the state has a special financing through the state revolving loan fund that's intended to assist communities with improvements such as this. But what we approved last night was authorization of financing for the planning and design phase. So right now our engineers are in the process of designing the improvements of the wastewater treatment plant. The total amount of the loan that was approved last night was for $370,000. Now it has a very good interest rate. It's actually at 0% for 3 years. And once that's completed, Andrew, will be able to wrap this loan into our SRF approved loan to help finance these long-term improvements at the wastewater treatment plant. But once again, I'd like to stress that these improvements were mandated by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. On there, they total over $4.8 million. And as the listeners may or may not be aware, we always look at this and look at the impact to the ratepayers, and that'll be analyzed on an annual basis. It's very important to note by taking advantage of 0% loans on this, that will help avoid more significant rate increases for the project as we proceed. So once again, what council simply authorized was the issuance of $370,000 of revenue capital loan notes to support improvements at the city's wastewater treatment plant.
Now, in policy and planning, we've talked several times over the last couple of years about housing. One project that was already approved is looking to, and the investors in that project are looking to make some changes to what it looks like. Similar concept, but different. And the council had a lot of questions for Harvest Investments and their Vintage Cooperatives project that was going on out of Boss Landon.
Yes, and as you said last night, we did receive a presentation by Harvest Investments over proposed changes for the proposed project at the Boss Landon, within the Boss Landon community. This particular project, Andrew, is located and actually abuts holes number 1, 2, 17, and 18 of the Boss Landon golf course. And if you wanted to look at it, it's almost smack dab in the middle of the Boss Landon golf course. Now, for the listeners, to get them up to speed on this project, what is being proposed by the developers or what was approved by the city council last year, as far as our development agreement, was for the developer to construct 12 it'd be single family lot executive style homes. In addition, what they also proposed was a housing project that would target individuals 55 years and older. And from the city's perspective, that's a high priority need when you look in the community. Their project was a concept that was referred to as a retirement cooperative project. It was a three-story building, and it was really a very nice building. It had very nice amenities with it. It's really targeted targeted towards those individuals that are looking to right size their housing needs that may be 55 and older on the concept. It's a high need in the city of Pella. The developers last night, what they presented was a slight revision to that concept. Instead of having a three-story building with 41 potential units, what they proposed to the city was actually having 22 single-family homes out there that would still be targeted towards individuals 55 years and older, still contain the numerous amenities, a clubhouse with a pool, pickleball courts, and so on. And again, it would still be entitled and targeted towards those individuals looking for maintenance-free living out there, just a smaller scale, 41 units. The houses would actually be a little bit bigger as far as the housing units than what was planned for the retirement co-op. But this is all market-driven from the developer standpoint. And I want to stress to the listeners, we are at the initial stages of this. What last night was the initial proposal by the developer on this. And after receiving several questions by the city council on the change, the reasoning for the change on it, council voted or instructed staff to proceed with amending the PUD process. And just to explain to your listeners what that really means, in order for the developer to make a change and go from the three-story building down to 22 single-family homes, we're going to have to amend the planned unit development that we approved last fall for the developer. This is essentially a rezoning change. So with any type of rezoning change, there's a significant amount of public input that will be solicited by the city of Pella as a part of this. Specifically, we'll hold a public hearing at our Planning and Zoning Commission level, and we'll also hold a public hearing at the city council level. Now, for the council to approve any zoning change, it takes three readings of an ordinance at a public meeting. So there will be lots of notification on this process, but I also want to stress to the listeners, we're in the initial stages of this. There'll be a considerable amount of review by city staff on the project. But once again, when we look at it from the city's standpoint, targeting housing for individuals 55 years and older is a key need of the city of Pella. We've had housing assessments that I've identified as a key need, so it's still a valuable project to the city of Pella, just a slight change that's being based on a market-driven and the proposal that we received, and that was the justification by the developers in their presentation last night to the city council.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.